Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, and talk to you about twisting the good news. Galatians chapter 1, starting now at verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Paul planted several churches in the Roman province of Galatia on his first few missionary tours. Paul wrote to the Galatian Christians because he was convinced that they had embraced a false message, a different gospel. Galatians chapter 1, verse 7 reveals three things about this different gospel. First of all, it was an illegitimate gospel. It was not another true message. Second, it was not good at all, but it was trouble. Third, it was a distortion or perversion of the true gospel. Paul recognized that this different gospel was not really another gospel at all. Those who promoted this different gospel perhaps said, we know our message is different than Paul's message. He has his truth and we have ours. He has his gospel and we have ours. Paul rejected the idea that their message was a legitimate alternative to the gospel in any way. The word gospel literally means good news. Paul meant there is no good news in this message. It's only bad news. So it really isn't a different good news. It's bad news. This is not another gospel at all. Secondly, those who brought this other gospel to the Galatians brought them trouble. Now, they didn't advertise their message as trouble, but that's what it was. False gospels don't just happen. People bring them. And the people who bring them may be sincere, and they may have a lot of charisma. But thirdly, the message of these false teachers was to pervert the gospel of Christ. It was a distortion of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. It didn't start from nothing and make up a new name for God and pretend to have a new Savior. It used the names and the ideas familiar to the Galatian Christians, but it slightly twisted the ideas to make the message all the more deceptive. Paul plainly wrote that these people want to distort the good news of Jesus. It's sometimes hard for us to understand why some would want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But when we understand how offensive the true gospel is to human nature, we better understand why someone might want to twist it or pervert it. You know, the gospel offends our pride. It tells us that we need a Savior and that we cannot save ourselves. And it gives no credit to us at all for our salvation. It's all the work of Jesus for us. Secondly, the gospel offends our wisdom. It saves us through something many people consider foolish, God becoming man and dying a humiliating, disgraceful death on our behalf. Third, the gospel offends our knowledge. It tells us to believe something which goes against scientific knowledge and personal experience. It tells us to believe that a dead man, Jesus of Nazareth, rose from the dead in a glorious new body that would never die again. Friends, the good news of Jesus Christ is not ours to edit, to twist, or to transform. That message is ours to believe and to proclaim in all of its life-changing power.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.